Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast, the mind of a Caribbean American. I am your host, Aylin, and welcome back. It's another week. Okay, so in this episode, I'm going to do an unpopular opinion, Atlanta edition. And I did film a video, like recorded it, edited all that stuff, added everything I needed to do to that, but I never posted it because now that I look back at it, I'm like, seems kind of rushed. And I'm also doing that with a lot of footage that I've already filmed because I think it's good that I have a lot of pre-recorded, pre-taken, I guess that's not the right word, but pictures that I've already taken. So all I have to do is just go and edit them and stuff, you know, give myself something to do. But now that I look back at a lot of old videos that I already like recorded and edited, I'm like, I can redo that because now that I have more knowledge, I know how to, I'm like more faster when it comes to editing videos. And I think it's a good thing. Like I said, give myself something to do and stuff. And then also opinions have changed since then. And I know how to like, I think I'm more organized than just recording it and just basically freestyling off the dome, like just like whatever comes to my head, just saying it. Now I'm like writing stuff down and like, okay, I can do this and this and that, then make sure I include this, you know. I feel more organized. I feel like I'm that bitch. But I'm doing an unpopular opinion Atlanta edition because growing up in Georgia, like Atlanta, I'm not new to Atlanta, like, but I would say that I've been to Atlanta plenty of times, so I'm like very familiar with it. Even though Atlanta has changed so much, I'm still familiar with it because, of course, I used to go back and forth. I used to be up here like in high school. I used to be up here like every other weekend and stuff, kicking in with my sister and her friends. And like we mostly be on the east side though, and people do not want to leave that side. But we used to mostly be on the east side. So now that I've been here for how long? I've been here. I moved up here and it was became a residence address and all that stuff, getting mail, going to work, November 2015, so it'll be 5 years at the end of this year and stuff. And it's so crazy because living in Atlanta, it feels like I've been here forever. It feels like I've been here forever because there's so much stuff be going on and stuff, especially 2017. Like, that was the longest year for me. When 2017 was over, I was like, wow, like the year's ending. Like, I thought the year been ended, but that year was so long for me and stuff. So just being here, I've learned so much, you know, keeping extra pair of clothes in your car, getting information before, I mean, of course you're supposed to already have information, but shoot, getting, if I'm going to an area that I'm not familiar with, I'm gonna try to get more information about, you know, what time to not be in the area, you know, where to go, if something goes down, who to call. And a lot of people who's been in Atlanta are very, very protective of Atlanta. I mean, your city is your city. So, I mean, I would be protective if I had a connection to a city like that, but I don't really have a connection to a city like that, which is sad. But yes, people are very protective of Atlanta to the point where they're telling people, don't move here. Atlanta's full. Don't come here. You know, if you're going to come to Atlanta, don't be up here complaining about it. People are very protective of their city. And I mean, Atlanta is not full. And why not? Like, people always say, Atlanta's full. Don't come here. Don't come here. Because, like, a lot of people are coming through. Of course, stuff is changing. And, you know, more people are making it change and whatnot. And also, people are taking advantage of the resources. I mean, you can't get mad. To be honest, you really can't get mad if somebody's taking advantage of the resources that you think are going to be sitting there waiting for you forever. No, people come here with a goal, majority of the time. So people come here with a goal and they get shit done. So it's like, it's more like, what would I say it? Well, you probably know the word. That, you know, wow, this person came here and did this and that in like a year and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of like a, you're like suspicious, like, it's possible? It's possible? What? It's possible? But let me get into it. Yes. All right, so first unpopular opinion is that Waffle House is falling off. Like, Waffle House been fell off, shawty, like, what, it was 2020? I would say 2018, Waffle House started falling off. So, no one thinks why I don't like Waffle House is because every time I go to Waffle House, my price is different. And it's like, shawty, I order the same thing. Every time I come here, I'm looking dead at the price and calculating this shit in my head, even adding taxes. Why is my stuff over $10 when it's supposed to be like $7.50? So the price is always different. And then it's like, I've been to like a million Waffle Houses, and it's like, of course it tastes different, but it just ain't hitting like it used to. I don't know what changed. I don't know if the cooks stopped smoking cigarettes. I don't know if the waiters are just that, you know, they're not their bubbly self like they used to be. I don't know what it is, but my food be tasting different. Like, it's not the same. It, of course, as an adult, you know, we gotta save money and cook at home and stuff. But sometimes I like to go out and give me some salty ass hash browns, give me some nice and fluffy eggs, give me some, what else? Give me some nice and not too runny and not too thick grits. What else I be getting out of house? My toast, come on now. Sometimes I like to get those things because even if I were to make it at home, like, it's not going to be the same. Like I said, Waffle House breakfast just hit different. So at this point, if I do go to Waffle House, I mostly just get me like a hash brown and like a sandwich. Because the breakfast, my breakfast experience is not the same anymore. It's not. I don't know. I feel like, am I coming at the wrong time? Am I supposed to come like 3 o'clock in the morning instead of just 1 o'clock in the morning? Like, what's different? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But another one would be lace front classes are pointless. Yes, I would say lace front classes are pointless because I would say mostly because of the price. And I've heard some feedback from these lace front classes and whatnot, and it's like, because at first, I thought it was like, oh, you know, $200, $300 lace front classes. And I be seeing them pictures from them events, and them lace front classes be packed. But it's like, I'm starting to see like $500, $1,000 lace front classes. And I mean, you know, look, I'm not going to knock nobody's hustle. You know, if you know your worth, you know, you charge it. But I feel as though with the $1,000 lace front classes, look, just saying that is so interesting. But with the $1,000 lace front classes, I feel as though, like, you can take that $1,000, buy some wigs from some wig makers. If, you know, if you want to support Black businesses and whatnot, you could take some wigs from these wig makers. Get you a mannequin head. Probably get you two mannequin heads and why not. Look, I'm about to get me a mannequin head. I'm about to teach my daughter how to braid. But I'm going to get you a mannequin head. Not like the styrofoam ones, but the ones that are more... I don't know if they have the, like, the ones that are softer. But, you know, get you a little mannequin head. I would say I mostly use tape if I ever were to lay down a wig. I use tape, but if you, like, you can get all of my stuff. Get you some tape, get you some Ghost Bond, get you some Got to Be glue. You know, try out different glues and stuff, and that would probably be under, like, $50. And then, shoot, you might have money left over. Depends on how many wigs you buy. But it's still investing in yourself because when you go to these classes, you know, they teach you, they'll show you how to do the wigs. They'll lay down the, you know, help you lay down the wigs, have you do all that stuff, and then you walk away with the information. But me, I'm a hands-on person. Like, I like to, like, feel and see where I can improve and stuff. But that's something I would do. Like I said, it's an unpopular opinion, so does not mean it's facts. So another one is everybody is famous. I know there's a running joke that everybody in Atlanta is famous, and I don't even think this is an unpopular opinion, but I think it's a popular opinion, but I'm just stating something that everybody is famous and stuff. Like, it's people that I don't know shit about, never met them, and that person could do one thing, and then bam, everybody know who they is. Like, Atlanta is very, very supportive. All them things, yeah, this is a popular opinion. All them things that you heard about Atlanta, how supportive Atlanta is true. Like, people I don't know support me. People that I don't know, I don't really come across, I support them. Listen, I'm about to buy a whole bunch of merch from, like, so many different people and stuff. I gotta make a list first, you know. You know. But, like, it's so many people. Like, the support be real. And I'm not saying, like, everybody knows that, you know, there's going to be a couple people, but the support in Atlanta is real as fuck. Like, that's why so many people from New York be coming down here, so many people from different cities be coming down here, because they can actually work on themselves and, you know, have the support and whatnot, and then bam, everybody know who they is. So, going back to the food, American Deli is alright. I haven't been hearing stuff about American Deli lately. I've mostly been hearing and seeing, like, jokes about, you know, the little local, the wing places that just be, like, wings and fish, or, like, wings, or, like, the hot calf, or something like that. Because American Deli, after you eat it for a while, I mean, their fries be good as fuck. But the wings are getting, like, the wings are getting small. Even when I went to, like, my old city and ate at this wing place I used to eat all the time when I was pregnant with my daughter, like, the wings are small, and they just, it just ain't hitting different no more. I guess once you try out other wing places and, like, make the food yourself, you're like, yeah. Like me, I would rather go to, like I said, the local, the mom and pop wing places that just say wings or fish or wings cafe or stuff like that. Because then, look, that food be good. And listen, it might take a long time for my food to come out, but at least I know it's going to be delicious. And also, they don't charge for sauce. Okay, so I want to say, being from a certain city does not make you, just, it don't mean nothing. Like, people like to be like, oh, I'm from the north side, I'll do this and this and that. Oh, I'm from this city, I'll beat you. Like, that don't mean nothing. In my opinion, that don't mean nothing if you're from a certain area. Like, I know people in my city that be like, bruh, I'm from the south side, I'm from the southwest. And it's like, okay, the fuck? It's like, okay, like, being from a certain city don't mean nothing. Like, it don't mean you tough. It don't mean you can beat my ass. It don't mean you smarter than me. Like, it don't mean nothing. I mean, I understand, like, certain cities and certain counties, like, everyone has something in common and stuff, but it's like, okay. Okay, so another one is, gentrification is a waste of time. Gentrification is a waste of time. It really is. The only thing it's doing is making the city look pretty. Like, the colors that they pick to, like, paint these buildings and, like, the aesthetic. That's it. It's just aesthetically pleasing. But gentrification is pointless. It's a waste of time. It's only making the city look pretty and stuff. And then it's so wild because you see a gentrified apartment or gentrified crib, and then right next to it, you see, like, what was there before. It's so crazy. Like, you'll see, like, you'll see the line, basically. You see where it divide, like, where they're building these new apartments up, and you're seeing what was there before that they haven't tore down yet. And it's just like, I understand, like, people been talking about gentrification since, like, what, the 70s, the 60s, the 80s, the 90s, one of them, they've been talking about gentrification. So, like, the fact that you're seeing it more and more, and they're getting ridiculous with it. Like, they really are, to the point that places that aren't even gentrified are trying to run, like, their gentrified crib. And it's like, relax, okay? This building is worth $300. Why are you trying to charge $1,500? And you're not even in the city. You're in a city that nobody can pronounce, or nobody ain't never really been to and stuff. So, yeah. So, I think under $1,000 apartments, I mean, they're still going to be around, but it's just, like, it's going to be so, so, so few. Like, people are like, if you want to find a good crib for a certain price, you got to go to the hood. But it's like, what, like, That's where the people are going. That's where the people are going. And then once more people start coming to that hood, next you know, the hood is gentrified. They're raising the prices. You can't play in this area. This area is restricted. This area is that restricted. So stop talking about the cheap cribs, because these people gonna see these cheap cribs and raise the property value. And another thing, people are talking about, oh, Atlanta is the black Mecca. Yes, there's a lot of black people here, but when it comes down to like running a lot of stuff, I'll say there needs to be more black people in the important seats. And they need to have more than just one black person in these important seats. Because that token black person, you know, they can't speak for all black people. They can't come through for all black people. They don't represent all black people. So you need more than one. You need to, the diversity, you need to have more diversity, okay? Then we could go back to being the black Mecca, all right? Because Atlanta, I don't say Atlanta is a safe spot for black people. But when it comes to like support, and when it comes to like, you know, you being able to be yourself, I know that Atlanta and like, we'll say Savannah, you know, other parts in the South, like that's on the other side of Georgia, you know, that's where black people could go and kind of be themselves. But to be honest, you can't really escape certain stuff, which is kind of sad. So that's why people are out in these streets letting you know that, hey, we tired of this. All right, so another unpopular opinion is that anybody can be an artist, which is not a bad thing, but I feel as though with so many people being artists that it's kind of hard to really get your foot in the door sometimes, even though it's like very, very supportive. But anybody can be an artist. So I could wake up tomorrow and be like, hey, I want to be a rapper and stuff. And, you know, I get my stuff together, find me a manager, find me a photographer. Shoot, I take my own pictures. But I'm just saying, like, you could just wake up and you, bam, you got a manager. You go to somebody for your studio time, all that stuff. There's so many good underground, not that well-known artists out there that they really, really have to put in work, because not everybody is in they're in their music bag. But I constantly say on Facebook, because I know a lot of people on my Facebook do music, that don't be so quick to sign a deal, because listen, everybody knows about like what happened back in the day where them people were making all this money. The only thing they got was new cars. The only thing they owned was new cars. That's it. That's the only thing they had to their name was cars. That's it. Not even clothes. The only thing they had new cars because of the deals that they signed. And even in 2020, people are talking about some messed up deals that they're in. So it's like, don't be so quick to sign a deal. You're better off creating your own stuff and like signing something to help with your distribution. It's a whole process and stuff. I want to talk more about that. I just need to get more information. But yeah, anybody could be an artist and whatnot. Shoot. When you have support, you feel like you could do anything though. Another unpopular opinion is that it's okay to have a job. It's okay to have a job. Like, I know so many people that are like so embarrassed to tell people where they work at and whatnot. Because like I said, being an adult, sometimes it's like high school 2.0. Because people will dead ass shame you for working certain type of jobs. But I feel as though it shouldn't matter if I'm able to pay my bills and I'm able to do what the hell I gotta do. Because I remember, how old was I? I think I was like 20. Yeah, it was before I turned 21. Way before I turned 21. I had a job at a college. And all I did was clean up their gym. That's all I did was clean up their gym. And sometimes they'll ask me to, if they have events after the college is closed, they'll have, you know, they'll let me be there and stay over and clean up after the event. But whole time during the event, I'm chilling. I'm really chilling. Like, the only time I was needed was to straighten stuff up. And even then, all I had to do was sweep. That was it. All I do is sweep and put chairs up. So I remember this person told me that, oh, my career was already over because my job title was custodian. And it's like, bitch, what? And it was so funny because this nigga was working at a fast food place. This nigga was working, yes, he was working at a fast food place as a cook. But how you gonna tell me my career is over when, sweetie, like, I didn't understand it. So yeah, it's okay to have a job. At this point, I don't even like talking to people because, like, when it comes down to like your profession and what you do to make your money and pay your bills, because people are so quick to talk down or like snoop their nose up, and it's like, bitch, what? I understand, like, a lot of people are entrepreneurs, but I'm always saying that entrepreneur shit is hard as fuck. It is hard. Majority of them be broke. And sometimes that first year, them first 2 years, it's stressful. So me, like I said, I would rather work my job and then get, you know, knock those first 2 years out while I'm still able to stay afloat. That's why people are like, don't quit your day job, because you're gonna be stressed out. I know people who were so determined to be entrepreneur. I want to work for myself that they were literally struggling because they did not want to get a job. Like, bruh, because, like, you'd rather be out here struggling, hopping from couch to couch, instead of getting your ass up and going to work. That's the crazy thing. Some people would rather struggle than suck, you know, they pride and stuff. I think that's it. That guilty feeling. You know, you done talked all that shit. Now that you're in a tough situation, you feel embarrassed. You feel embarrassed. Like, I would never understand that. It's okay to have a job. Like, shoot, I have friends who would smoothly cuss you out if you say something about their job, because it's like, for what? Speaking of fast food, all the fast food places are trash. I don't even eat fast food like that anymore. The most you'd catch me at is Chick-fil-A, and I barely even be at Chick-fil-A. But look, I tried one of their Cobb salads the other day. It was so, so good. But you would barely catch me at any of these food places because they're not that good anymore. And that's why people be like, oh, you gotta go to this town, you know, you gotta go to this city, you gotta go to this town, you gotta go to this side. Oh, there's two Popeyes in that city. Oh, you gotta go to Popeyes on this road and stuff, because it's hard to find. I mean, I understand it's fast food, but it's like, damn, like, how do you mess up something that you just throw in the deep fryer? How do you mess that up? But yeah, it's hard to find good fast food. I don't even eat fast food like that anymore. Like, even in the airport, like, because I guess because they're constantly pushing out food, it's more fresh. But these other places, they be lazy. But I don't even eat, like I said, I don't even eat fast food like that anymore. But I just know to be cautious. I know my daughter wants some Taco Bell, and I'm like, oh God, please no. So, with fast food, disgusting, but seafood places, the only seafood place you're gonna catch me eating at is Crab Pot up there in Fulton County, because that's the only seafood place I will go to. I remember the first time I went to there and bought some food, and I only had eaten half of my food, and I saved the rest for later because it was so much food it gave me, and it was like, you get a good amount for your money. Because I remember this one comedian that I used to follow all the time, and when he moved to Atlanta, he kept like showing his food off from that place. So I finally went and tried it, and I was like, yo, this is real good. Like, look, dude, look. And the place is so good. Like, first of all, you gotta go in there when they first open up, because if you try to go in there in the middle of the afternoon, they might not have a lot of stuff, because that's how good they are. I've been to other seafood places, and they got ice and stuff. I've been to, what was it, Papado's? I think that's the place called. And only I have from Papado's is like lobster soup or something. It's called something. Sorry to be, I don't want to mess the name up. But that's the only thing I got from that place, though, because everything else, it just wasn't alligator nuggets. Like, no. And it just almost, so I did not, nothing excited me. I guess I need to change my palate or whatnot, but nothing excited me like that. But that's the only seafood place. You will not catch me at the Juicy Crab. No, you're not going to catch me at the Juicy Crab, because I've heard about them and I've seen their portions. And then there's another seafood place that's like right here by my crib. And I'll probably get they shrimp look good and stuff. That's one thing that will draw me in. I like juicy shrimp, bruh. Like, cooked just right. Of course, you can't undercook it, but cooked just right. You know, I like big shrimps. I like big crab. I like crab legs with all the meat in it. I was going to say big crab legs, but you got big crab legs that have no meat in it. I like crab legs with all the meat in it. I just started eating mussels, and I'm like, I want mussels nice and seasoned. Corn, you know. Corn on sweet, buttery. What else? Egg. Crab pot is the only place I'm eating it. So now, all right. So my last unpopular opinion is that dating in Atlanta is not that hard. Yes, it is not that hard though, because I would say dating anywhere. What mostly people complain about is that, oh, he probably got 4 or 5 other bitches. Well, if y'all are not exclusive or in a relationship, that's what dating is like. You know, you talk to you go through your pool of people until you find somebody that you could really feel like. A lot of people are insecure and feel as though like, oh, if I'm getting to know this person, they don't need to be talking to nobody else. But it's like, shawty, if you bullshitting, you want this person to just pass up potentials because you're not sure what you want to do. That's what dating is, getting to know people. And when you find somebody, then you do what y'all do, happily ever after, whatever. And I can understand why some people feel as though, oh, if me and you are getting to know each other, I don't want you talking to somebody else, because you feel like it's a waste of time. But it's like, if you don't want to waste your time, then don't talk to nobody. That's how I feel. But dating is not hard. It's like, everyone complains. And I would say that's the same thing for any city that you live in, though. Shoot, sometimes people be showing their flags. People be showing their red flags early. And sometimes there's flags that you don't even know are red flags. So that's why it's called taking your time. Take your time. I know many people are like, oh, if you're not already in a relationship before you come to Atlanta, don't try to think you're going to find somebody and settle down. Lies. That is lies, bruh. That is lies. Or whatever. But yeah, dating is not hard in Atlanta. You just gotta weed them people out and stuff. And also, yeah, people do be capping and stuff. But like I said, you gotta do... If you're that type of person to be looking up people and seeing whatever, you know, do what you gotta do. Most people be like, oh my gosh, that's stalkerish. Oh my gosh, that's obsessed. Nuh-uh, I wanna know what type of person I'm dealing with. Shoot, if I Google your name and a whole bunch of crazy stuff pop up, I'm gonna leave you where you at, all right? Listen, you gotta put yourself first. But also, like I said, point out the red flags. Like, it's been guys, you know, they'll say, somebody said something about how long should you get to know somebody before y'all like take it to the next level. And one person was like 3 to 4 months, and another person said, that's too early, that's too soon. But it's like, it's something that they had read that said that, you know, people can, you know, it's hard to basically put on for a good couple of months without cracking. So if that person is putting on, that person's capping and whatnot, you know, eventually, you know, they're going to start to crack. You're going to start to see the real them and whatnot. So, you know, take your time and stuff. That's why when people be like moving in and getting, I want to say moving in. Yeah, basically, when people be moving in, getting married, having babies, and they only been with that person for 1 year, I'd be like, okay, like, that's just me though. Like, don't think we finna be moving in together. Don't think I'm finna be getting married to you after your year. I still gotta get to know you and stuff. You could be in debt. You could have some shady stuff going on that could come up later on. And I don't want to be like tied to you legally if something like that's, like, the same way Yandy Smith, all she did was change her last name, because the way her man was moving, she just changed her last name. So she ain't gotta pay child support. She ain't gotta, you know, deal with his legal issues like that, because they're not really married. Even though a lot of people were mad, but sweetie, you gotta be smart. She was looking out for her and her kids. And her man talked that over with. So, and to be honest, I would do the same thing. Like, if my man is in some crazy stuff, but I know he loved me and whatnot, but if he was some crazy stuff in his past that I didn't know about, I would protect me and the kids that me and him have together. I understand people were like, and also with that, there's a joke running around that it says dating after 25, and it was like learn how to be a stepdad, and the guy started crying and whatnot. And it's like one person told me they were like, "Oh, I'd rather be single than be a stepdad." And I was like, "You know what? That's your preference." But this was somebody in my family though. You know, this wasn't no guy telling me that because I would have been like, "Okay, and." But this person was like, they said that it was like, "I'd rather be single than be a step parent." And I was like, you know what? That's cool. That's whatever. If I do date somebody with a kid, of course, I have a long list of stuff. But it's reasonable. It's nothing too extreme and stuff. You know, if you got a baby on the way or you got a newborn, oh no, go handle that. But it's like, I would date somebody who, you know, years have passed by on them and the person they had a kid by. Because when it's still fresh, listen, these people do be going back and forth. I know I was going back and forth. My daughter was still fresh, but eventually I let that go because I wanted more for myself. And there's more out there, okay? Potential there. So, like I said, their preference. Look, we're not gonna knock nobody's preference, okay? This person is single. They ain't got no kids. They getting their education. You know, they're, you know, trying out different careers and stuff, or they have a career. And they're just like trying to figure out how they can go up to the next stage in their life. So, you know, like I said, they probably want somebody that's equally yoked and probably don't want to deal with all that drama because it do be drama. It do be drama, okay? Listen, I don't have drama between me and my child's father, but if I do date somebody, I don't want them to have drama either because I want to know how to handle that because I don't know, I don't even be in that type of situation. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I've been your host, Aylin. Make sure you like, share, follow me on Instagram at Country Caribbean. Follow me on Twitter at Country Caribbean with 1 B. Facebook, the Country Caribbean Podcast. And thank you for listening. And I will be back next week.